That's what's wrong with church. People wanting to get out instead of getting in. I went to a men's conference this past week. People wanted to get out instead of getting in. They came, but they didn't come for what they wanted. They didn't come for what God was going to give them. They didn't come wanting. Man, I come wanting this morning. Brother Caden, I didn't know it was you. I didn't know who it was, but I pray, God, if there's one lost in that building, let them cry out to you. If you've not prayed for this service today, shame on you. Last night, my wife said, what are you doing at the eating table? I said, the Lord's pricking my heart. I'm dealing with a sermon. She said, you didn't got a sermon. I said, yeah, but that ain't what he wants me to bring. So I sat there and I just studied till whenever he got done with me. And as I read over that, Brother John sent that, man, it would just start, stuff just started stirring and moving, and God just started moving. That was Friday night, by the way. Stuff just started moving, and I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? What is it you want me to say? And here's what he's laid on my heart, and I pray that you receive this morning. When he heard, it was Jesus. When he heard, it was Jesus. Mark chapter number 10. When he heard, it was Jesus. He didn't hear it was the Baptist faith. He didn't hear. He heard it was Jesus. If I got Jesus, that's all I need. When he heard, it was Jesus. When was the last time you heard that Jesus is all you need? When he heard, it was Jesus. Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 46. And here's what the Bible says. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 46. And the Bible says, by the way, I've done celebrated 13 years here. Amen. I was going to talk about that this morning. God said, that ain't no big deal. But I thank God for 13 years here. I thank God. I've watched some of you grow up and have kids, have babies, and doing good in life. Boy, I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God for that. Mark chapter number 10, verse 46. When he heard it was Jesus, and when they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he cried. Brother Caden, he cried. Didn't even know that was you today. Didn't even know he was going to be in this altar, but he heard. You was blind before you got saved a while ago. You was blind to the things of this world. You were blind to what God wanted you to do. But this morning you came and you cried out to Jesus and he saved you. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, I thank you for the great move of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the great move, Father God, this morning, how you swept through this place already. Lord God, how a young man will walk down to an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. Lord God, you're still in the saving business, the healing business. Lord God, there's not nothing that you can't do. And Lord, I pray this morning that you move on the ones that are still in the building already. Lord, I pray you move on them and help them this morning. Lord, I pray that they hear that Jesus is still passing by. Lord God, you're still in the passing by business. You're still in the business that only you can do, Father. Your spirit can go where nobody else can go. It can move where nobody else can move, and it can touch a place that nobody else can touch, and that is the spiritual heart of man. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything I say be about you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. As we come this morning, when he heard it was Jesus, blind Bartimaeus sat by the wayside and he begged for somebody to help him. He laid there by that wayside and he begged that somebody would help him. Two things that were common for a beggar in that day. Number one, they wanted food or they wanted money. They was in a place that they were begging for either food or they were begging for money. But when he heard it was Jesus, can I get an amen? Hey, when he heard it was Jesus, it wasn't just some other man come by, but when he heard it was Jesus. I'll never forget the day when Jesus passed by my life. I'll never forget the day when he passed by me and he called me out and I followed him. I'll never forget that day in my life. And he heard it was Jesus. He knew he could get a whole lot more than food and money. He cried for mercy. You say, preacher, what is mercy? A blind Bartimaeus, he cried out for mercy, that is compassion, forgiveness, grace, or kindness when he heard it was Jesus. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 47 and verse number 48 of the text, Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus. I say to you that he personally cried out. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? He personally cried out. In verse number 47, the Bible says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he knew that his help was on the way. He knew that his help was coming by. He didn't say, hey man, will you cry out for me? Hey, will you pray for me? Hey, will you do this? You know what blind Bartimaeus did, Caden? He cried out on his own. He cried out on his own, just like you did this morning, young man. How you got in an old-timey altar and you cried out to Jesus. And Jesus met you there. He personally cried out for mercy, that compassion. But can I say to you, not only did he personally cry out, but he powerfully cried out. Friends, I want you to know there's a difference when the cry is real and when the cry is fake. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you what, when the cry is real, it'll come down from the depth of your soul. It'll come down from where only you know what's going on. He said this. He said, thou son of David. You say, preacher, what did that mean? At that moment in his life, blind Bartimaeus, he powerfully declared that Jesus being the Messiah and King. He knew he was more than just a man passing by. He knew the Messiah was passing by. He knew the King was passing by. I don't know about you today, but I thank God that he passed by my life. What would you do if somebody in the world we lived in was going to come to church here? Hey, you would want to clean up, dress up, and you wouldn't want to miss it. You'd want to see somebody famous. Hey, can I say to you, the most famous person that I know is Jesus Christ, and he passes by here every Sunday. Can I get an amen? He personally cried out. He powerfully cried out. And he publicly cried out. You say, what do you mean, preacher? He didn't hold back. He didn't care who was around. He didn't care how many people was in the street. He personally cried out. He powerfully cried out. And he publicly cried out. Look what he said in verse number 47, and when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many folks charged him that he should hold his peace. They said, hey, hush, don't bother the master. Don't bother the Messiah. Don't bother the Lord. Don't bother the King. Just be quiet. Hey, you need to calm down. You're a little bit too loud. You need to calm down just a little bit. Hey, can I say to you, he didn't listen to the crowd. He cried out to the Christ. He cried out to Jesus. Hey, when you get brokenhearted, you won't care who hears you crying out. You'll get on your knees before an almighty God. And blind Bartimaeus, when he heard it was Jesus, I say to you, number one, Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus. But I say to you, number two, Jesus called out to him. If you'll call out to the Lord, he'll call out to you. Oh, God. Listen to me this morning. Man, I'm telling you, listen to me this morning. Look in verse 49. I love this. Man, I love this. Not only did Bartimaeus cry out to Jesus, but Jesus called out to him. Look what he said in verse number 49. And Jesus stood still. Why? Because somebody was crying. Somebody was in need. Somebody needed Jesus. You want to put Jesus in and put him right where he needs to be. You start crying out to him and say, Jesus, I can't, but you can. Hey, humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. He called out. And can I say that Jesus called out to him? Jesus called out to Bartimaeus and he said, come, bring him to where I'm at. Come to that place. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You can come to where Jesus is. You've not done nothing too bad in your life to come to Jesus. You can come just as you are. There's nothing in your life that Jesus can't digest. You said, preacher, I'm too filthy. I'm too dirty. I've done too much wrong. There's not nothing that the blood of Jesus can't cleanse this morning. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want to say to you, you may be blind this morning. You may be broken. Jesus called for Bartimaeus. He called for the blind. He called for the broken, and he's still doing that today. He's still calling men to repentance. He's still calling sinners to be saved. You say, preacher, do you believe that? I sure do, because I just watched a young man get out on his knees before an almighty God, and Jesus passed by and saved his soul. Hey, I want to say to you this morning, in Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 18, the Bible says, and this is Jesus speaking, when he went to preach the greatest message that ever has been preached, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set liberty them that are bruised. You say, preacher, what has Jesus done? He wants everybody to come. Amen. Revelation 22:17, and the Bible says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. This morning, you know why we ain't coming to Jesus? You know why we ain't crying out to Jesus? Because we've got it made. We've got it made too good. This man was a beggar. This man was blind. He knew he needed Jesus. That's what's wrong with the church today. We got too many people that's self-reliant. They're self-reliant. They rely on their self. And they rely on their self. Listen to me. Don't you rely on what you can do. You rely on what God can do. Blind Bartimaeus had got to a place that he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus cried out to him. But there's a difference in crying out. Let me give you this morning. You can cry out all you want to. That is, when you cry out, a lot of people cry out in regret. Man, I hate I got caught. Man, I hate that. A lot of people cries out in remorse. They cry over what they got caught over. But I'm telling you what, when he come to him, he was in repentance. He wanted to be set free. He wanted a newness in his life. Bartimaeus not only cried out, but let me give you this in verse number 50. Bartimaeus came out. Uh-oh. He didn't only cry out, but he came out. What do you do? He's there. Listen to me. The crowd is telling him to shut up. The crowd's telling him to be quiet. The crowd's telling him to hush. The crowd's telling him all this. The crowd's telling him, hey, listen, let Jesus go. But when he cried out and he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Whoa, glory God, that's just an honest conversation. People say, I don't know how to pray. You ain't got to know how to pray to be saved. You got to have an honest talk with God. You got to tell God that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. You need him to come into your life. You need to just get honest with God. You got to get honest with him. And for the first time in his life, he was honest. He said, I need mercy. You said, preacher, I thought he needed sight. I thought he was blind. He wasn't worried about being blind. He needed mercy. Amen. He needed mercy. He needed forgiveness. He needed grace. He needed mercy. Folks, I don't know about you, but when I'm hurting, I need mercy. I need mercy. I had got my toenail caught in the door jamb one day at home, and that thing turned black as soot. I'm talking about black as soot, gonna lose it. And Ryder had a pair of real channel lock pliers. Real channel lock pliers. I thought, Brother Eric, he don't know how to use it. He don't know how to use them. He's just a kid. I sat in my recliner with my feet propped up, wasn't paying attention. He runs in there with them channel lock pliers, sees that black nail, and squeezes down on it. I didn't say I'm gonna whoop you. I didn't say nothing. I was screaming for mercy, wanting him to let up. I was in pain. I was broken. I needed a touch, and I needed the one that had a hold on me to let up on me. And the only body that can get the Satan off of you is Jesus Christ, God Almighty. He'll take him off of you. You can't do it on yourself. And friends, I'm telling you, when blind Bartimaeus cried out, he came out. He says in verse number 50, here's what he said, and he cast away his garment. You said, preacher, what does that mean? Blind Bartimaeus got up, and he had on a garment, and that garment that he had on would prove that he was a beggar. That garment he had on would prove that he was broken. And that garment that he had on proved he was blind. Friends, I want you to know this morning, but when Jesus called him, he took off what had a hold on him. He took it off. He laid it down. Every excuse he had in his life not to follow Jesus, he laid it down. He didn't have a coat on. He couldn't put nothing in his pockets. He's coming empty-handed before Jesus, and he cried out and he came out. And he casting away his garment. This morning I'm talking to somebody. You need to take off what's bothering you. You need to take off, quit whining, quit bellyaching, grow up, be a man, be a woman, be what God's called you to be, and take off what's bothering you and get at this altar and get it right with Jesus. I'm telling you, you say, preacher, we got a good church. I don't care what kind of church we got. We got a good God. We got a good God that still lets us repent, still lets us get right, still lets us have remorse, still lets us have regret in our life and repentance to get things right. He said, and he cast away his garment. Why did he take it all? Because Jesus told him to come. Jesus told him to come. When the Holy Spirit led Caden down this aisle a while ago, there's a crowd of folks back there in that corner. I don't see none of them tore up crying, upset. Why? Because he went to Caden personally. He didn't go to his mom and his daddy. He went to Caden. He showed Caden he had a need. He showed Caden he had a problem. He showed Caden what Caden needed. Caden cried out. God called him out, and Caden come out. What'd he do, preacher? He got an altar and got it right. He took off what was been bothering him. When he got in that altar, I'm telling you what, that son's, oh, glory to God, he got to praying, asking God, man, I'm telling you, that's between him and the Lord. That ain't my business to tell. Can I get an amen? But let me tell you what, I seen a 17, 18, 19, whatever age he is, get up here, and he knew what he needed to do. He knew where he needed to go. He knew he done cried out. God told him to come home, and he got to the place that he came out. He came out right before God was. This morning, I wonder who I'm talking to. You've set there time and time again, and it's time for you to come out. It's time for you to get out of where you're at, take off what's bothering you, and get into an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. Let me tell you what he did. He didn't only come out, Brother Perry. He didn't only cry out and come out, but he confessed out. You can cry all you want. You can walk to an altar all you want to walk to it. You can do all you want to do, but until you finally confess, not nothing will be done in your life. If I'm in the wrong, I don't always like to confess. Do you? Especially if I know I got my tail in the crack. I don't know if I can use that word around here, but it'll be okay. We'll clean it up a little bit better. But y'all understood that word. When I'm in a crack, I don't like to confess. When somebody says, did you? And I'm like, what do you know? Did you? I said, well, what do you know? I just don't volunteer information. I want to know what you know, what you fix to get me on. Amen? You know what Bartimaeus did? He confessed. God had him nailed down. When he hollered, have mercy, God nailed him. Jesus nailed him. He's nailing somebody here this morning. You said, that's not the God we serve. Oh, yes, it is. He convicts you. He challenges you that he might change you. Look what he said here in verse 51 and 52. Look what he said here. He confessed. What did he confess? Number one, he confessed that Jesus Christ was Lord. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Look what he says here. 51, 50. He arose, took off his garment, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, he came by faith. Romans chapter number 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And only did he come when he came by faith, he came by invitation, and he came without reserve. He didn't care who was around him, he came. If you won't stand up for Jesus in here, you will not stand up for him out there. He cried, he came, and Bartimaeus confessed, verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it's the first time he's had a conversation with him, by the way. First time he said, hey, tell him to come to me. Brother Michael Wayne, it's the first time he's had a conversation with this blind man. It's the first time this blind man and Jesus has even done. Now, he's told him to go get him, said the master's called for you. But it's the first time this old boy going to get in there with Jesus. You hear me? It's the first time this old boy going to let this dog hunt. You know what I'm talking about? You understand that? So here he is, and he comes up to right where the master is, right in amongst everything, done took off his coat. He's full in faith, son. Faith is not what you know you can do. It's what you know you can't do, but God can do. Faith is when you step out. You say, well, preacher, if I see it, I'll believe it. Well, you're going to do a whole lot of looking because you ain't going to see it all the time. This man was blind. He had to walk by faith. But Jesus, first time he comes to Jesus, here's what he says. Jesus says unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? Or basically what I'm fixing to ask you this morning, what you need Jesus to do for you? What you need, what you want, what you got to have. Jesus is passing by. I don't know when he's coming back through Jericho. Hello? I don't know when he's coming back through Jericho. I don't know when he'll go back by this blind man's life. He may go back through Jericho every day, but he may not pass by that man again. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is Jesus is going to come through here. But I don't know if he'll pass by you next time. So if he's passing by you today and he wants you to cry out and come out and confess out, you better do it today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of repentance. Look what he said. He confessed Jesus as Lord in verse 51, and he confessed his need. Not only he confessed Jesus, your Lord. He done said, thou son of David, but he confessed his need. Look what he said in 51. And the blind man said unto him, Lord, what'd he do? What'd he do? He's calling him Lord. He's done. Is Jesus your Lord? What Lord's your life? Kids? They Lord over you? Grandkids? What Lord's your life? He's either Lord at all, of all, or he's not Lord at all. You know what Lord means? He's the head of you. means he's over you. He has nobody over him. He is the head. He said, what you want me to do for you? I'm talking to somebody this morning. What you want Jesus to do for you? And he said this, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I'm going to leave you with this. Not only did Bartimaeus cry out, not only did he come out and confessed out, but here's a main thing you don't need to miss. Blind Bartimaeus continued with Jesus. After Jesus saved his soul, he said, go, you've been made whole. He didn't go back and live any way he wanted. He's got his sight now. He can go anywhere he wants to, do what he wants to. He can finally see. Nobody's got to lead him around. Nobody's got to babysit him. Nobody's got to give him anything. He don't have to beg no more. He's not a beggar no more. He's not broken no more. Did he go back to laying on the street and being what he used to be?
No.
First, what'd he do, preacher? Same thing everybody in this room better be doing. Same thing everybody in this room's got to be doing. Read with me 52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Jesus said, if it's real, he said, you just go your way. Just you go your way. Go thy way. What he says here, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. Go your way. Go your way. Brother John, you got right with the Lord. Just go your way. Just do whatever you want to do. And he said, okay. And he said, the house of the Lord. John, you got right. Just go and do your thing. Just go back doing whatever you want to do. No. He's in the house of the Lord. Just go your way. Do what you want. No, he's in the house of the Lord. Sending a preacher a Bible verse on Friday night. You don't mind me sharing that. He don't mind. You know why? Because he's right with the Lord. People don't mind when they right with the Lord. People don't mind. People don't get offended when they right with the Lord. They get offended when they ain't right with the Lord. People don't get upset when you walk around a building hugging a young man's neck and just got born again. And one gets offended is one ain't right with the Lord. Bible tells me they're rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Get upset about that. I get enjoyment. I get fired up. But here's what he did. And Jesus said unto him, go that way. He's done cried. He's done came out. He's done confessed. And Jesus said, okay, you got what you need. Go your way. By faith, you've been made whole. By faith, you've been saved. You put your faith that I could do it, and I touched your life. Now you go your way. And immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus. Jesus said, go your way, man. You're free. Go. Brother Brent, go. Go do what you want to do. You're free. I've healed you. You're free. That's what the Lord said. You got what you needed. You've been saved. You got your eyesight. You can see clearly. Now go. No strings attached. No strings attached. See, salvation ain't a string attached thing. That man wanted to be with glory to God. Oh, somebody talked to him. That man wanted to be with Jesus. If he saved your life, you'd want to be with him. If he gave you eyesight and you ain't seen in years, and now you can see, and the first time in your life you've seen beauty, you've seen beauty. He's turned your ashes into beauty. He took away that mourning and gave you the praise in your voice, and you're looking around how beautiful things he's done. You say, I'm going to stay with that man. I'm getting with that man. I'm walking with him. He gave, man, somebody talk to me this morning. He's gave you what you need. And all you got to do is stay with him. Continue with him. The Bible says, and he followed Jesus in the way. I don't hear nothing else about blind Bartimaeus. You know why? Because it ain't about blind Bartimaeus. It's about Jesus. Jesus went on healing and setting folks free and standing before the council where they say, I find no fault in this man. You can find all the fault you want to find in this man. But you can't find no fault in Jesus Christ. Pilate said, there is no fault. I find no fault. What you want me to do with Jesus? What he should have done was called on Jesus. Instead, he let him go. He let him go. He said, okay, you want him crucified? We'll crucify. But I've washed my hands of this. Can I say to you, you can't wash your hands. You got to make a choice. When Jesus passed by, when they heard it was Jesus, you got a choice today, folks. You can either cry out and come out from where you're at and confess it and follow him the rest of your life. or you can spend eternity in hell. Adrian Rogers said, never blast a hellfire preacher, because when you do, you ridicule and you laugh in the face of God. Jesus taught more about hell than anybody in the Bible. Folks, we got a hell to shun, and we got a heaven to gain. And the only way you're going to gain heaven is when Jesus passes by and he touches your life and saves your soul. If you're in here this morning and you don't know Jesus, this altar's open. If you're in here this morning and you do know Jesus and you say, preacher, I'm telling you, listen to me. Chris White left to go home to be with the Lord, 58 years of age. The other night, wasn't expecting to leave this walk of life. He said, I'll get right later. You ain't got later. You on borrowed time right now. That air that's pumping in your lungs, it ain't yours. He cut it off now. It's over. He let that heart stop right now. You're done, son. You're done. We ain't got enough doctors and RNs in here to pump you back if he says it's time to come home. You're done. My mama's neighbor, 55-year-old, last Sunday night coming to church, my wife and my mama coming to church, they was going in the house, had no idea she was in the floor. Passed away. 55-year-old. 58, 55. You got to be old to die. Don't kid. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. You got to be old to die. But you better be ready to die. The Bible says, it's appointed on a man once to die, and then the judgment. This morning I want to ask you one question. What judgment will you stand at? Will you stand at the great white throne judgment, and that's for the lost? Or will you stand at the mercy seat of Christ, that's for the saved? The only way you'll stand at the mercy seat of Christ is through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the only way to get through. And Brother Caden, I thank you this morning that you called on the name of Jesus. What a blessing this morning. I'm going to ask the musicians to come if they will. I'm going to ask you to search yourself right now. Don't you worry about the time. If time's on your mind and the time's bothering you right now, you got a problem anyway. You need to get it right. If you was looking to get out at 12 dull, you got a problem anyway. You need to find you another church, because we're not worried about time. We're not worried about your feeling. We're worried about your future and that you spend it in heaven. Folks, it is serious. Serious. That's serious. My daddy left when he was 42. You ain't got to be old to die. But you better be ready. I ask you to stand. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you that blind Bartimaeus was no longer blind. Father, I thank you that blind Bartimaeus called out to you. And I pray right now, whoever's broken, whoever's blinded this morning and needs a touch, that they'd come to this old-timey altar and they do business with you. Father, I know there's not anything that you can't do. You can touch anybody, any place, anytime, and anywhere. All they have to do is confess that they're a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, this morning, whoever might be broken and need a touch, please send them to this altar. Please send them to this altar. Please send them to Jesus. Please send them to Jesus. Let that Holy Spirit stir them right where they need to be. Lord, that your will might be done. Father, I love you and I praise you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said.